100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. With the way the smoke alarm is going at a neighbor's place, it may be from a fire. Anyway, I gotta go check on that in a second. It's the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge at one a day until the day... Well, I just said that. It's the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the story, and I'm glad I have a pop filter. Today's topic is dispute, and we got a whole bunch of stories in on that topic, so I'll go ahead and check on whether the brisket is ready at my neighbor's place, and y'all just enjoy these.
Good morning. I'm Richard, and you're listening to me. This is my story on the topic of dispute. It's called Insurance Policy. I've been in dispute with my insurance company for the last few months. They maintain that being struck by lightning is an act of God, and therefore, I can't claim under my policy. I, on the other hand, maintain that they're just hiding behind a legal loophole and unreasonably withholding the compensation I'm entitled to. I won't win, though. I've made enough claims and seen enough refusals to know that the Act of God clause can cover pretty much anything they want it to. So, I'm moving from Mount Olympus. Too many gods and too many wild parties. There you go. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
I can't recall a dispute I was ever engaged in. For my whole life, property, creative design ideas, legal issues, etc., were never anything I was concerned, nor enmeshed, in. I'm afraid the day I am in a real dispute with someone, I will pick up a shovel and smack the one I am in dispute with in the back of the head, dragging me into a manslaughter case. Disputes hurt them more than they hurt me, but the effect on me is extreme. I dislike shouting and spittle in the corners of an opponent's mouth, and high blood pressure.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. I've always been a fan of the old-fashioned methods of settling disputes. Talking things through and getting counseling are all well and good, but they take too much time, and both sides always come away feeling they've had to give something up. It's much better to have a proper old fist fight. Or if you're feeling civilized, the traditional duel with pistols at dawn. But, in my opinion, you can't beat the old ways. Trial by ordeal, fire and ducking stool. Of course, even if you're innocent, the chances you'll survive are slim. But, then again, I survived.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The four men sat at a table surrounded by birds chirping. "This racket is driving me crazy," the others shrugged and continued to talk about the plan. "All weapons on deck?" he asked. The others nodded. A map appeared out of nowhere. "What if he's dead already?" "Then that's it." And he thought, "No. That's not it," First, I'll come back and kill these damn birds. Then I'll get rid of you cretins. And finally... Why not? He pulled out two guns and shot the others right there and then. Sometimes, there's no point in waiting. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 654 with a prompt of dispute. Now, if I could just find my story here, I'll record it. I'm 3 days into NaNoWriMo. I didn't do much writing today, but I am at about 15,000 words. So, taking advantage of daylight savings time falling back, I'll get an extra hour and maybe I'll get some more words done. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert flew over the houses of the neighborhood with Linoleum Amanda clinging to his back. He checked his watch. She had said they had a half hour before her father checked on them. He couldn't dispute that. He didn't know her father like she did. Regardless, he would not have her back a minute late. He didn't want to find himself in the middle of a family dispute. By the time they returned to her room, the only part of him that wasn't frozen was his back. But it was worth it to see the smile frozen on her face. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 654, on the topic of dispute. My story this week is called A Happy Ending. When Marty got through to customer service, he explained in no uncertain terms why he was disputing the charge to the Happy Endings massage parlor. "But the business has your card number and code," said the rep. "Has the card been out of your control?" "Not that I know," Marty said. "I'm just telling you, the charge isn't mine." When the conversation was done, Marty turned to his wife, who had been listening to his end, and said, "See, it was all a mistake." She nodded, though her icy expression didn't change. Marty made a mental note to be more careful with his credit cards in the future. He had to remember to use the card his wife didn't know about. And that's it for me this week. I will be back next week.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Civility Takes a Holiday. Oh, for the days of civil dispute, when everything was dialed back to a 4 at best. Reasonable voices, voicing reasonable points of view. Who'd have thought that the loudest screams would come from the black and white pixels that make up computer text? If an army of moms were hovering just behind their recalcitrant offsprings, I can assure you a snap to the back of the head would clear up a considerable amount of this rage-orama. It is sad we so easily confuse fighting for arguing, that winning is everything, and at an all-cost mentality is normal. Too much red meat. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Dispute is the name of the fragrance, the scent of anger. To some, it's a put-off, but to others, it's a turn-on. The heat pours off of them like water in the shower over their body. It's hard to resist, but You have to try. Fight it. Fight it with all you can. That's where the dispute happens. Within you, fighting against yourself, your instincts, what you want, what you desire most. But you know what you shouldn't have. What you don't deserve, do you? Stop resisting. Stop punishing yourself. Take it. Take it now and end the dispute, won't you?
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of dispute, written by y'all. And I hope you enjoyed every story that everyone sent in. Let them know in the comments of the post at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You can also check out links to pages and archives and all kinds of other stuff there. So the topic for next week, I just recorded it and I can't remember it. Ah, don't you hate it when that happens? Okay, hold on. No, that didn't do it. Control T. Oh, one a day until the .com. Brace. The next topic is brace. You would think I would be better prepared after all these years of doing this, but I keep making the same mistakes. Well, at least there's consistency. I will see y'all next week when that's the topic. And until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.